everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 55 minutes. I have some announcements at the end, but these are kind of important with the holiday season and a lot of recognition of people. So stay tuned. But with me today is a guy, how do you say giver? You know, my mother used to say, or my saintly Irish mother, I should say, used to say, there are two kinds of people in this world, givers and takers. You be a giver. Huh. So I have with me the Reverend Mike Denton, and from I know a lot of you know him. He runs the church with the food pantry. I'll never forget somebody saying to me, "Now, what church does your predecessor?" I said, "Well, the big white church. The big white church. There's a lot of white churches, not on South Street." And mm-hmm. I said, "You know, the one with the food. Oh, the food pantry. I know where that one is. Yeah." So you're known not possibly for your size or color of your church, but your food pantry.
That's right. That's a good thing to be known for.
It is. It is. And now we're going to be talking about, there's a lot going on. They have a humongous food drive coming up. They just did a marvelous job with the Thanksgiving Angels. And, you know, while the world may be kind of goofy now, we all have this core. We all, especially if you're over a certain age, where Thanksgiving is a special time. Hmm. Christmas, Hanukkah, they're all special times. And there's going to be a lot of people that won't have a good time. And Reverend, it's your show, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it that you're just sort of naming is that during this time of year, there is one of those times when we do think a lot about what we have and think about those who have less than we have, too. When we look around the world and look on the street and look at read the paper or listen to the radio, we hear about those stories of folks that have more struggles than we might have within their lives. And so programs like the pantry, programs like Thanksgiving Angels are some of those programs that try to do their best to address some of those problems that are in the world and part of people's lives.
And boy, we have to take a moment, or even more than a moment. We have to take time to thank Mary Wheat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for all of the years and the donations and the time and the solicitation that she has done for that pantry, mm-hmm. If she doesn't get into heaven, there's no hope for me.
I think that's pretty much true for all of us.
As it is, but, you know.
Mary Wheat is a phenomenal human being. She had a bit of an injury and so is home recovering right now, so wasn't around for some of the seasonal pieces this year. She's really sort of the heart and soul in a lot of ways of the pantry. And was one of the folks who really helped found the coalition of people who do Thanksgiving Angels as well.
Yeah.
Her basic motto, if you were to sort of put one on her, would be feed the people. And so whenever there's a problem or a question about what the pantry might focus on or any ways that we might try to figure out ways to help more people, she just sort of looks at us and smiles a little bit and says, feed the people. And the only right answer to Mary Wheat is yes. So people nod and figure out how to do the work.
I forgot the number. Mary wanted people for or semi-retired. She'll never retire, but she wanted boxes of cereal, and it was well over 1,000, right? That she got.
She was trying to get just 90 boxes of cereal. She started off with that, and then decided to make it up to 900, and I think it was. I remember closely, pretty close to 6,000 boxes of cereal that were donated sort of in honor of her 90th birthday last year. So it was just an amazing number of generosity from the community and just recognition of what she shares and gives to.
And this food drive coming up now, mm-hmm. tell us about.
Yeah, so there's a couple different things that we're really working on. One of the pieces that's a reality is that as we get closer to the holidays, the pantry is not necessarily open as much,
right.
And just because of the volunteers we have, because it's an all volunteer run pantry.
Right.
The volunteers that we have are with their own families and doing some of those things around some of the holidays. And there's also the recognition that people are trying to make a good holiday for their families, too. So part of what we try to do through the pantry is figure out ways to supplement that work, supplement that that existence and that tendency towards generosity for the folks within our pantry as well. So right now we're in the middle of a campaign where we're trying to raise money to help give folks gift cards. Those gift cards will help cover some of the gaps when the pantry's not open as much, as well as help free up some money so folks are able to give some joy within their families and within those that they love too. Currently, we've got a very generous donation from the Gilson Family Foundation, $15,000 that we're working to try to match so that we can end up giving out around $30,000 worth of gift cards. So we're looking for any kind of help with and support that folks in this community might be willing to share and give to help make that happen.
And how would they do that, Reverend? We're going to do this about two or three times because it is the morning show. People are in and out, and you know, then they're texting me or calling me saying, "What? Where should I send it?" You know, so.
Yeah, of course. So you can do it a couple different ways. If you go to the website at southcommunityfoodpantry.org, there's a way there that you can donate and give and designate your gift. You can also, if you'd rather send a check, send that directly to the pantry at 110 South Street, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, 01201. And either way you send it, those monies will be used to help purchase those gift cards.
That to me is a wonderful approach to it, because as you say, the volunteers, the whole the workings of the pantry are going to take a kind of a hiccup now through the holidays, which is pretty normal for anybody. And what it's a brilliant idea to give out, you know, gift cards so that people can go and get Big Y, Price Chopper, wherever.
You got it. Because it'll be gift cards for local grocery stores. If, you know, per chance, even we happen to exceed our goal within this time, it'll still be used to purchase food. It's just will be spread out throughout the rest of the year and the rest of the spring and fall and winter months.
And it really, and I close every show with, well, it upsets some people, but you'll understand, I think. You're in the business. God bless, and today, lift somebody else's burden. Help them, and because we're in this together, and each other, that's all that we really have.
Yeah.
And I have a story I'll share with you.
Yeah, please do.
I was a police officer at one time, Christmas night, got a call for a domestic disturbance. Went there, found the domestic disturbance, blah, blah, but also found three kids sitting in a very cold house with their hats and gloves and coats on. No Christmas tree, no Christmas present. I asked the oldest, who was about 11 maybe, 12, what did you have for Christmas dinner? And he said cornflakes. So I opened the refrigerator. There wasn't any milk. And I said, what'd you put on the cornflakes? He said water. Well, at the time I was related to someone connected with Department of Children and Families now, and they came up and we got heat and we got food. That has always resonated with me, and that's many, many years ago. And what you guys are doing, you are earthly angels. You really are. I sometimes the people in Pittsfield, a little Pollyanna. We have real poverty here. We have real hunger here. We have real cold. And the Reverend and that whole team, and they've been doing it for years. This isn't new to them. But you're seeing an increase in people.
We really are. And, you know, the numbers even just between last year and this year have gone up pretty significantly. So if you look back just sort of using October numbers, because those are the ones that are all checked at this point in time, In 2023, we served about 1,300 households. Just 1 year later, in October of 2024, it's up closer to the 1,700 households that were served in October. That's a huge increase as far as the numbers of people that need some help. We're seeing that also reflected just in the numbers of people who come to the pantry itself. The lines are not getting shorter, they're getting longer. Our parking lot is one that is frequently full. As far as people coming by to, you know, pick up food, they don't necessarily always have that capability or capacity in the same way anymore. And one of the things that's, I think, been most disturbing to a lot of us is what we used to hear is how much our food helps. And that mean it would be sort of helping as a supplement. So that as they went through their week and they purchased their own food, this sort of helped them, you know, purchase the rest of the food that they need. Because we don't give a full week's food. We give a partial week's food.
Right.
What we've started to hear from more and more people is how this helps them survive. That's a significant turn in the conversations we've had with people, and a very worrisome one for all of us. I've noticed with some of the folks that are coming into the pantry that we've got some of our folks that are getting skinnier. The way that food insecurity is really impacting people's lives between just last year and this year is significant. When I first moved here about a little more than 2 years ago, the pantry was serving about 750 households over a month's time. And for that to have be now between 1,700 and 1,800 is just frightening.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but I don't see any quick fixes.
Well, there's not, unfortunately. I think that, you know, we didn't get here quickly, and so we're not going to get out of this quickly either. When we really look at what's frequently called food insecurity, it's not really food insecurity. It's general economic security. Because I don't know about you, but when I go to you know, pay my own bills or pay for my own food or, you know, pay for rent for where we're staying, that those aren't separate pockets. It's not like I'm food insecure. I reach into one pocket, and out of that one pocket comes food. Out of that one pocket comes housing and housing-related expenses. Out of that one pocket comes health and healthcare-related expenses. Out of that one pocket comes transportation expenses and communication expenses. So a lot of times when we talk about pantries, we talk about food insecurity. But what we're really helping out with is general economics insecurity. Yeah. Because when we give people a little bit more food, that means that they have a little bit more money to go towards rent and rising rents. When we give people food, that means they have a little bit more money to help them pay for the gas that helps them, you know, get to work. So as we move into sort of this situation and recognize the reality that's facing all of us, food pantries, wherever they are, you know, small or as large as ours, are doing not just helping people face food insecurity, period, but general economic insecurity within their lives.
That's an excellent point. I'm glad you brought it because it does influence, you know, they've been on, people are saying, you know, with the inflation, and I have to decide, am I going to buy food or am I going to put gas in the car so that I can get more money to buy food? And, you know, I think those of us who are no one, I used to be on a fixed income, Reverend, my wife. Now we're on a shrinking income, the fixed part of the door. But we're still very fortunate and blessed, and I use that word, blessed, that we can do what we do and buy what we buy. And not to take away from the food pantry, but I'll tell you, I never, ever, ever walked by a bell ringer for the Salvation Army. Because like the food pantry, nobody gets paid. I mean, not that nobody gets paid in the Salvation Army, but that money goes to people who need it, support, and for all kinds of things. Same with the church. And a lot of churches and temples, everybody is trying, but it's as the Reverend just pointed out, it's the Reverend just pointed out, there's a huge, huge demand.
Yeah, I will say that of the places that I've lived, the Pittsfield and the Pittsfield region is one of the most generous places I've ever lived.
Oh, yeah.
There's folks that when they see the need and they hear about the need, they step up repeatedly. Yep. And I continue to be impressed by that. And that's part of what a community should do. This is the way that it is supposed to work. Because all of us, everybody has experienced some moment of a gap in their lives where they could not quite figure out how to get from point A to point B. Sometimes a family member was able to help out with that. Sometimes a friend was able to help out with that. And sometimes a community has to help out with that. And that's part of what, through the gifts of so many good people in this region, the pantry is able to help do.
And whether you're religious or not religious, we're all in this world together. You know, mm-hmm. So if you want to do it being a civilian philanthropist, that's fine too. Yeah. We don't care how you do it. Mm-hmm. Really. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be cold. But these right now we have a crisis. And I'll use that word. It is a crisis. Mm-hmm. We're going into the holidays. Mm-hmm. And there are people whose holidays won't be all that memorable.
Sure.
I'd rather give money to the food pantry for this drive is a Christmas kind of donation.
Yeah.
You know, it's a Christmas gift. You don't need to know who it goes to. You just need to know it's going.
One of the things that I've sort of looked at, and one of the things that's happened over the last couple of years is that both Thanksgiving Angels and the South Community Food Pantry, the sort of the need and their size increased so much that the South Community Food Pantry is now a separate 501c3. Wow. from the congregation. The Thanksgiving Angels is now its own separate 501c3 too. Yeah. So being able to do that expands the ability of both to be able to be in partnership with more folks within the community. They're still sort of housed here or work out of this building. And there's still a lot of crossover between folks who are, you know, members and in those different programs. But they're still technically independent programs. And right. One of the things around sort of this time of year is that, you know, I just mentioned food insecurity, but I think there's also folks that have something that maybe could be called a joy insecurity. Giving to some of these programs in a seasonal way helps with some of that joy insecurity that people have within their lives too, where, you know, it's not just about what you do when you wake up in the morning, but why. And the joy and security piece is not something that just is an element in some of the people's lives who will be receiving these gifts, but also sometimes the people who give them.
Yeah.
That there's also joy and security that a lot of us have. And through any of the ways that we can give to so many excellent and wonderful organizations that are in this region, it starts to make a difference. So whether it's that we give financially, which is some of what we're talking about today, that's great. Whether it's time that we can give, great. And as we look at these as systemic issues, whether it's also a letter or a call to our representatives to try to ask what they're doing to help out, that's great and important part of this too.
It's a multidimensional problem, and it takes multidimensional approaches and solutions. Because as you pointed out so eloquently, it's not just food. It's gas, it's clothes, especially now. If you have old coats, winter coats, they're in good condition, donate. Because there's a lot of kiddos that go into school pretty cold. I see it even where I live. So, and some of it is, I know, being a parent, where's your coat? Oh, it's not that cold.
Yeah. Yep, I got an 11-year-old. I get that too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not cold, really. But again, we're going to get ready because the Reverend's going to tell you all the ways you can help out. And what's the other piece I don't want to forget, what's your deadline?
Mm-hmm. We have not really set a deadline for this particular campaign. So I'd say that what we're looking at is to give out cards, I believe, the last week in December, if I remember that correctly. So if it was in the first half of December, that sure would help us.
Oh, yeah.
But again, as I mentioned before, whether you give through the pantry website at southcommunityfoodpantry.org, or send a check to the pantry at 110 South Street here in Pittsfield. Whether or not the monies are able to help get here in time to help cover the gift cards or not, that money will still be used to help feed people in your community.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's important to know. And again, I for those just tuning on, we're talking, the Reverend is with the Congregationalist, Mary Wheat, the food pantry, this is all connected. So it's not some new drive or whatever. But what so brilliantly the Reverend has brought out, we read about it on the news, we're kind of insane, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, blah, blah. But there is food insecurity here.
Mm-hmm.
We have it. And it's not, I guess the other thing, they were going to build, you probably weren't here, Reverend, but they were going to build a super Walmart on the GE just before COVID.
Okay.
And they did a study and they found that that whole part of the town had food insecurity, and especially fruits and vegetables.
Mm.
So again, it's, as I just said, and I repeat myself, but when you get to be 77, you can repeat yourself too. it's a problem. It's a multidimensional problem.
Yeah.
They're taking what I consider a brilliant approach, because a lot of the stores and the grocery stores will be closed.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than, and they're going to be kind of spotty too, the food pantry. So rather than let people go hungry, they're going to give them gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
And they can use it to go into wherever to buy food. And to me, when I was approached about doing this show by, I won't mention her name, Reverend, because her name is Mary Gilson Spina.
Excellent.
We went to school together. I'm a lot younger than she is. But the idea just hit me is that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Because this way here, we're doing our part by contributing. And they're going to get the benefit of our gift around the Hanukkah Christmas season. What more could you ask?
Well, and I think every time we have a matching gift, it's kind of particularly key. I mean, in some ways, if you want to think about it, if you find out that you're going to get 50% off in a sale because your monies are going to be doubled, that's a good thing. It's the same thing when you give. When you have a matching gift, your monies are going to be doubled and they go farther. And so that helps us out. It helps you out, and you're able to participate in some ways in kind of almost a part of a small movement that helps make sure that people are able to face both their economic insecurity as well as that joy insecurity that sometimes comes up at this time of year for people.
Being an old cop, operative word there, old, you're right. Not everybody finds Christmas and Hanukkah a joyous time.
Yeah.
And so if you can do something to bring your spirit back and you know, to me, I like the other piece I like, Reverend, is the anonymity of it. Mm. You know, I give you a check for so much. You buy a gift card. All that person needs to know is it came from your people, your church. Don't get me quoting the Bible, because you'll say, what Bible is that? But, it's you know, it's like the people who want recognition for what they do and people who just do it for the good of humanity. And I'd like to consider a lot of our people who watch this show, I know, will contribute because that's how they are.
Yeah.
They're community minded. And I think this is really community.
I think that's a really important piece of it. And I don't mind a little bit of gospel according to Sturgeon. So that's quite fine for me. I think that part of it is that there is that recognition of what community means. There's a lot of ways in which the thing that's really been encouraged is more of a commercial mindset or a consumer mindset. So that if there's a problem, we complain about it with the expectation that someone else will take care of it.
Right.
But when you come at it with a civic mindset or a citizen mindset, that means that if you see a problem or you hear about a problem or recognize a problem, you have some part in helping solve that problem. Because there's that recognition that it's not something that someone else fixes. It's the thing right. that we fix. This kind of campaign is one of those we moments. When you give through the South Community Food Pantry website at southcommunityfoodpantry.org or send a check to 110 South Street here in Pittsfield, that is part of our community effort to help make sure that people's both that economic insecurity as well as some of that joy insecurity is alleviated for a while. That's something that we can do together, and it makes a difference in our collective life. And so if you ever drive by the pantry and see somebody with the bags of food, or even see somebody with a smile on their face on that day, you might have had something to do with that. And that's a pretty amazing and wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's so true. So true. In a nation who's kind of divided and nasty and gotten short-tempered with everybody, we have to become a community again. I don't care who you voted for. That's over and done. But you know, I went on a kind of a soapbox the other day, Reverend. People weren't going to go to their brother-in-law's house because he voted for this one, and not going to go to my mother's house because I lost my brother the Thursday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you. But I lost my dad 20 years ago, the day before Thanksgiving. So what I tell people is, don't miss this opportunity to be with family and friends over an election. Come on. They may not be here next year. No one's promised tomorrow.
I think generally speaking, what we're seeing as part of the division in the country is the failure of disengagement. Disengagement might feel good in a temporary space, and there's some ways in which, you know, if our safety is actually involved, disengagement is a good and healthy thing. But to choose disengagement because of discomfort doesn't necessarily help us. One of the things that I love about the pantry, and one of the reasons I came here, is because within the pantry, there's people who vote all different sorts of ways. Yeah. There's people in the pantry who come from all different sorts of backgrounds. And both those who receive the food from the pantry and help make sure that people get the food are folks who come from all different sorts of backgrounds. But one of the things that they can agree on is that basic Mary Weed philosophy of feed the people. And so they can gather around that and come together around that and make sure that that happens. One of the things that's kind of unique about our pantry, and I don't know how unique it is, but maybe it just be something that I'm naive of that happens in other places too, is that close to a third to a half of the people who volunteer in our pantry also receive food from the pantry.
Wow.
Because they recognize this as part of their community responsibility and a community that they've received from. They help with efficiencies within the pantry. The old model of pantry used to be that you would come in and sort of get a set box of food and then walk away with that food. Some of the folks that are clients of the pantry said, you know, that's nice, but there's some stuff that we can't eat because we don't have the right cooking facilities, or there's some things that we can't eat because of a diet. Right. And so if you let us come into the pantry and walk around and receive those things that we need and we'll use, you actually get to spread the food out further to more people. Mm. That's kind of some of that stone soup momentum that I think as a community, and as particularly within this pantry, that when you really think about it, is kind of the spirit that we need everywhere right now. At this time when we are so divided, there are some things that can bring us together. They don't need to just be those things that we're angry about, but they can be those things that we share together as far as just common life experiences And helping each other get through some of those gap moments is one of those things that we've all experienced, no matter who we ever voted for or whoever we'll vote for.
What you said is just so inspiring and so true. It's dead on. We have to get back on track. Mm-hmm. And I mean life's track. We're mm-hmm. going to take a break. I'm here with the Reverend. That's right. He agreed to come on the show. No, he was not forced. There's nobody. He's not handcuffed to the chair. The Reverend Mike Denton, First Congregational Church on South Street, Food Pantry Church. And I, before we go, I just want to say to you, during the break, think about this. If you send a $20 check or 20 to whatever you can afford, that's going to make somebody's Christmas a whole lot better. Think about it. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV Channel 1301. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. I have a correction to make, and I'm really happy to do this. I stated the old name of the church, but now it's United Church of Christ of Pittsfield. It's 110 South Street. If you want to send a check, and I know a lot of people, Reverend, that watch this program will send checks rather than do stuff online.
That's great.
But if you want to do it online, the Reverend, tell them if you would how to do it.
Yeah, it's fairly easy. If this is something that you're used to doing, you can go to southcommunityfoodpantry.org. And there'll be an option right there on the front page about how to give a gift.
So one more time, because I'm going to write it down so I can tell people.
Yep. Absolutely. It's southcommunityfoodpantry.org.
Community food pantry, lowercase, uppercase, doesn't make any difference.
It's all lowercase in the way that I see it. And I don't know if that makes enough of a difference or not.
The southcommunityfoodpantry.org.
You got it.
All right. Now I got that. I can announce it with my announcements from now through the time frame.
Thank you so much.
No, please. Thank you for all that you guys are doing. For those people, look, it's Mary Wheat's Food Pantry. They're all their own entities now, but that's where this group is from. They the main thrust for people who are just tuning in is that they're going to be spotty coverage because of their volunteer staff will be going away and having their own family issues. Stores will be closing early or late or not open at all for food. And I think this is a brilliant idea. I know I keep saying that, but they have a grant, and Reverend, the grant again
Yeah, so we have a $15,000 grant, a matching grant from the Gilson Family Foundation. And so if during this time period you give money to the pantry, those monies will be matched and help provide gift cards for some of our guests and clients.
So as you can see, this is a win-win for everybody. You'll feel good because you're giving at a time of giving, and someone will be receiving it. In the first half of the show, and we'll repeat a little bit of it now, there is food insecurity even in Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Reverend, I've never heard it done this way, but I applaud you, Reverend. Yeah. He said all the money is in one pocket. Because sometimes if you listen to those people that, we'll just say those people, that say, that's food. And then, but it all is in one pocket, food, heat, right, shelter, gas, everything.
Cool. Yep. So you got it. So when you give food, you're helping pay for somebody's heat. When you give something that provides food, you're helping pay for somebody's rent, because otherwise that expense has to come out, for food. And so it's sometimes it's not, I've heard before sort of it's just food, and it's really not just food. It covers general economic insecurity for those folks that are in that situation and facing that situation.
And I don't know if you've ever been hungry. I have, not growing up, but at other parts of my life, due to situations, I've been hungry. And all I can say is I don't want to be hungry again. Looking at me, obviously I'm keeping up with that pretty well. 15 chins and my fallen weight, fallen chest. But we have to, it keeps jumping into my mind, and I should let the Reverend do it. But since we started this program, and I have to say, because it's whatsoever you do for the least of my people, you do for me. Any faith, I don't care what faith, that kind of resonates through all the religions. And in this time of the year, I know I repeat that, but this is a trying time for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, as an old cop, around Christmas, the calls increased, the tensions, everybody, I think sometimes we lost the real meaning of it, but we're trying to bring it back. The Reverend, he's doing a great job at that. Again, think of this. You're buying a food card for someone, and they can use it to buy food, and their Christmas will be better, and yours will too.
That's exactly right. I think that sometimes when there's been a lot of conversation around sort of the loneliness epidemic and how that's affecting people, I think a lot of times what that is also sort of a deficit of meaning that people have in their lives that sometimes a relationship helps with. Sometimes what we've, I think, forgotten about is how much giving is something that is as important to be able to do as receiving food, as receiving shelter. I mean, we've got folks in our pantry who are volunteers at our pantry, who come and stock the shelves, who share the food, who, when they leave, they go back to their tent and their sleeping bag.
Yeah.
even though that they're in difficult economic situations themselves, really difficult, that are literally a day-to-day survival situation, particularly with temperatures like this, they recognize the need and the importance of giving too. And so folks who really have nothing else, but again, a tent and a sleeping bag are coming and giving of their time. Those are folks that I want to join in this work, to be able to help provide for other folks who are also experiencing gaps within their lives.
Boy, that is so, that's an amazing piece that you just said. Let's just sit back and digest a little bit. We have people, and I just have to say, I watched the homeless committee the other night, Boy, there are a lot of people, Peter Marchetti, the mayor, and Pete White, and the councilors. Everybody's trying to really work to solve this, but boy, you talk about a multidimensional problem. Mm-hmm. You know, but people come from a tent and a sleeping bag to work at the pantry, volunteer mm-hmm. at mm-hmm. the pantry to get mm-hmm. some food to go back and sit in the tent in the cold in the sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Tonight, when you're snuggling up in your nice warm bed, think of that.
Yeah, and they're folks who are working a little bit part time job this place and that place to try to get by, finding it difficult to find out more full time yeah. employment that will either receive them or things that they can do based on some of their own health conditions. But the pantry is one of the places they can come, and a pantry is one of those places that they can share. And you know, we all need that in our lives. And doing the matching gifts are one of those simple ways that a lot of us can do it. Or we can give, $20 and through the gift from the Gilson Family Foundation, that becomes a $40 gift.
Right.
And it's not hard. It's a check you can send to 110 South Street, attention of the South Community Food Pantry, or go to the southcommunityfoodpantry.org website and give directly through there. Those are things that take a few moments that are monumental in people's lives.
Yeah, I think for some folks, a $25 or $50 check or credit card thing, that's not going to make a big deal in their life. Mm-hmm. But that's now $50 or $100, and that'll make somebody's big deal.
It just fed a family.
Yeah. And I said this in the first half, I'm sure I'll get some negative emails, but I get those anyhow. But we do have a food insecurity here in Pittsfield. I know mm-hmm. some people are, come on. Well, trust me, Reverend, let's hit those statistics again, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind at all. So the numbers for the pantry, even just between last year and this year, have gone up significantly. Take a look at October, because that's a pretty good average month to consider. In October 2023, we served approximately 1,300 households, which is about 3,500 individuals if you include all the folks in those households.
Right.
This year, we served just over 1,700 households. This October, we served just over 1,700 households. So the numbers are going up. They're not going down. I think a lot of folks expected sort of in the post-pandemic days when the numbers spiked, that they'd start to go down, but they didn't. And that's not just our story. It's not just the story of the South Community Food Pantry. That's something that we're hearing from lots of folks. We hear it from folks at the Christian Center, at the Dream Center, at all the other neighborhood places where people share and give to their communities. These numbers are going up everywhere around here. And it's a multivalent issue. For a lot of folks, it's the reality of inflation and how that's impacted their lives. For a lot of folks, it's the reality of rent and how that's gone up or become more difficult to find a place to rent at a reasonable rate. For some folks, it's because some of the benefits that did help them out were cut. One of the stories I will just always remember is a woman. I'd say she was probably in her mid 70s. She struggles with a disability as part of her life. She was receiving, as far as food help, about $350 a month. It was a significant supplement to what she did, and we were able to help out, and because of that, we were able to get by. After some of the cuts came towards sort of the end of the, or at least the recognized end of the pandemic as an emergency, she was receiving about $25 a month. So, the benefits that she received were significantly cut. We've got other folks who were receiving help with childcare that had that help cut. Yeah. Or to the childcare centers themselves, they received their monies cut and less was available. And so they then are struggling. I meant that these are stories that we hear every day.
Sure. Yeah.
In addition to the stories of folks who had like one medical emergency or had one job loss that they expected to be able to get themselves out of quickly. And instead, that hole that they were in at that moment got deeper and deeper and deeper. We hear these stories every single day. And it's because of supporting communities like this one that we're able to help people get by.
And these are real. These aren't TV melodramas. This is what almost all the clergy of every denomination or religion in Pittsfield are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Desperate. And that's not just words. That's life. I'll tell you another thing, too. Diaper. We have the diaper project. Daltrey Turner, she started it. I was blown away when I saw the price of diapers.
The Diaper Project is another phenomenal organization. We receive diapers here at the pantry through them that we help distribute to the folks that come through here too. They're a phenomenal organization that recognized a need and worked to fill it. But it all goes back to that general idea of economic security. When you have one pocket, to pull all of your expenses out of, and that includes diapers too. And so when you're having to choose between diapers, food, or heat, or rent, or transportation, put gas. That's the choices that people are having to make. And you help out with any one of those, and you're helping out with all of them.
And that's an excellent point. And if you don't mind, I'm going to use yours. If I remember, I'll give you credit. And if I don't, I'll take credit.
But, no, that sounds good.
It's only fair. It brings me back, Spectrum Cable jumped their prices $7 a box. I can't remember all the specifics, but I was at a hearing for the price. The Spectrum was there. And I'll never forget this my age lady stood up and said, I was going to say elderly, but. and she said, $7 may not seem a lot to you, but to me, it could be food. It could be a copay on my medicine. It could be my heat and light.
Yeah. Well, and, she brings up an important piece around just communication costs as well as everything else going up. That was another thing that during the pandemic people received or could receive a supplement for, depending on what income bracket that they were in, and have their prices for communications be lower. But during that same time period, a lot of organizations, including a lot of nonprofits, moved a lot of their operations online, and you can do telehealth, now and have your doctor's appointments online. And for a lot of times that's enough. When all of those were cut, access to all those things were cut too.
Yes.
And so when you add up that kind of access, as well as transportation costs going up and people who can't afford that anymore too, then you're not just talking about a communication cost. You're talking about people having to choose between food or medical care, people having to choose between food or going to work, people having to choose between all of these different things that with some of the help that we had as a community, we were getting by. Now we're not getting by.
That's right. And yet, it's time we started. All I can say is it's time we started to come together again as a community.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what your party is or your vote. I don't care. I care about you as a person, how you interact with me, how you interact with the community. I've lived all over the world, Reverend, and I will tell you, you're right in one aspect. Pittsfield is the most giving place I've ever lived. Mm-hmm. If somebody's house burned down, next thing you know, they're having a fundraiser. If somebody needs furniture, somebody's kid is sick and they need to go to Boston. And right now, we have people who may not have a wonderful holiday.
Yep.
So you can help out, and I'm going to read you. You can send the check to United Church of Christ Pittsfield, and write a check out for whatever you can afford. It's 110 South Street.
Yep.
Pittsfield.
Yeah, and just make sure within that address to put something like Attention South Community Food Pantry, or to put that in the memo line, because if we receive a check to the church, of course we're happy to receive it.
Yeah.
But we want to be able to make sure that it gets to the right place.
Excellent.
So make sure to put that in, again, the memo line or in the address.
And again, the Reverend's going to tell you, for you quiz whiz, you know, mm-hmm. high-techie guys, they're going to tell you how to do that.
Yep. You can also give a donation online through the pantry's website. If you go to southcommunityfoodpantry.org, you can give a donation through that website too. And it's also another place that if this is the first time you're hearing about the South Community Food Pantry, if you're hearing about Mary Wheat and some of her story and the way that she's been part of the pantry for the first time, the website also has information about those things too. It's a great place to learn more about what the pantry does and who we partner with.
Reverend, I hope this is helpful. I'm going to work with the team back at the station. I'm going to have this put on my television program so that it re-air. And I will send you a clip. This will air on Monday morning, and I'll send you a link.
That's fantastic.
No,
we'll add that to the website.
What your guys are doing is phenomenal. You don't have to stay, but I got a couple of announcements. But, you know, before the Reverend, he doesn't have to go. He can stay if you want. But I again, too often in Pittsfield, we kind of dismiss these cries, these for help in various ways, because maybe we don't see it in our neighborhood. But there are people who are really in need. They're not lazy. They're not this. I don't want to hear all that nonsense. They're in need through maybe no fault of their own. Maybe they had an addiction. Maybe they have an addiction. I'm not going to judge them. I smoked for years. So I had an addiction. So all I'm saying is, let's not be judgmental. Let the Reverend and his team, because what just resonates in this semi-squash that I call a brain is the people who are living in tents and sleeping bags are coming in to volunteer to stock the shelves, to work the food pantry. Think of that. What afternoon are you free? What morning are you free that you're sitting watching the boob tube, as my father always referred to it? Reverend, the best of everything. Have a merry, merry Christmas, you and yours and your entire congregation. And did you want to just mention how you all, the churches came together? I think that would be an interesting closing.
Sure. First Church of Christ, that's on was on Park Square, and South Community Church, which is over on South Street, in 1850 or so, the mid-1800s, First Church started South Church. And as we looked at ways to be able to use our resources and our finances best, it made more sense for us to come together as a congregation. And so the two congregations have been working on it for a long time, and it was all finalized just a year ago last February. So now we're really pleased and happy to have a Price Memorial African Methodist Episcopal Church, Zion, that's meeting and now owns what used to be the First Church building. And so they're another great partner that works to feed people, educate people, and share with people in the community too. So we're thrilled that they are in that space and that we're able to all share this work with all the downtown churches that are doing great stuff.
Yeah.
That we're able to share in all of this work together.
Well, thank you for that. And again, it's United Church of Christ Pittsfield. And that,
you got
it. It has all the words, United Christ Pittsfield. Just to let you know, too, this is Taconic High School has, they are making in the horticulture department, which is phenomenal. Just ask my wife. I think we helped pay the school tax this year out there. But they're making up Christmas bouquets, kissing balls, and things like that. You can find out more by going on https://forward/forward/forms.gle/capital G lowercase w 9 uppercase e lowercase p 54 lowercase t u uppercase q lowercase x uppercase h p lowercase s w uppercase x 7. That's the holiday form. Or you can email B Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-H-A-N at pittsfield.net. He's the teacher for the horticulture class. He's a wonderful guy, and he'll get you all that you need, because it really is it's the kids are learning, but you're helping support that effort, and it can't get any better than that. Kind of, again, going back in this whole situation of giving of ourselves. Also coming up, we all know Joe Witkowski. Was for years, he was a football player for St. Joe, was for years a referee. They're honoring Joe on Sunday, December 22nd, Berkshire Hills Country Club from 1 to 4. The cost is $5 per person, with $5 going to the Monday Morning Quarterback Club. And I've known Joe
pretty much all my life.
And he's a wonderful guy, and he certainly deserves this tribute. He did refereed for years and years and years, and that said. Also, I have another piece here. The WEB Du Bois Center, I'm a big supporter of that. I worked with one of WEB Du Bois's relatives years ago, Michael Du Bois. And you have to get down there to see it. It's the Freedom Center. It's all the things that you would want to know. Also, finally, Reverend, finally, you can get back to the sky pilot work. That's what they used to call it in the service. here are some dates. UPS ground. Check ups.com/CTC, all lowercase, for details. UPS next day, 23. This, if you want, you got to get thinking about shipping, because nothing is what it used to be. UPS second day, December 20th. UPS three-day delivery, the 19th. There, the United States Postal Service, take a look. You can go on there. It's, I don't know, .gov. Oh, here it is. UPS@emails.ups.com. Reverend, I can't thank you enough. I wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas, a happy and healthy New Year. And I personally want to thank you and all your team for what you're doing for those less fortunate. And I hope this
I'm just thankful. I continue to be thankful for this community that is just so generous and so kind, and recognizes that what they can give isn't just for somebody else, but makes the whole community better.
Well, and so do you. And I, in case you haven't noticed, I'll see you at the hairdressers.
Yeah, that's right. We got the same kind of haircut, don't we? Yep.
God bless. And to all of us, God bless. And remember, you can lift somebody's burden today. We're all in this together. Let's help each other. That's all. Just help. Give somebody a smile. If you can make somebody laugh, it'll lift their burdens. Reverend, stay in touch. Let me know how you make out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.